Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Tulsa. Hello, everybody out there. Live from Center of the Universe, it's MUFON Ron and Blue Shift. This is a test show, and one of the reasons why we do these test shows is to make sure we don't have mistakes when we go live later this week for an hour. And guess what happened tonight? My music, cue music, does not come up. So that's why we're doing it. Anyway, I'm MUFON Ron. My guest tonight, once again, is my co-host, Blue Shift. Blue Shift, you got a quote of the day?
Yes, I do. The quote of the day is, "You don't have a soul. You are a soul. You have a body." And this quote was made by C.S. Lewis. So that's something to keep in mind for tonight, people.
Sounds good. That quote of the day is sponsored by iHall of Tulsa. The website is www.ihallusa.com for all junk removal, trash out needs. Give them a call, 918-852-1146. Other people are emailing us, just like Friday night, and from our Facebook pages, wanting to ask us questions. We have Donna from Tulsa that says, "Blue Shift, what do you know, if anything, about DMT? We were talking about this over the weekend with some friends. Do you have any information about DMT?"
Yes, I do. DMT, I'm pretty sure you're referring to something called dimethyltryptamine. It's a controlled substance in the United States of America. However, there are some exceptions to this rule. Unfortunately, for you, Donna, I am probably just reiterating a lot of the stuff that you already know. There is an exception or two for religious uses with certain approved individuals who do have a controlled substance license given by the, I believe it's the Department of Agriculture as opposed to the Department of Justice. I may be incorrect on that, but I think that that's actually how it is because it's an imported plant for the most part, the mm-hmm. ayahuasca plant. But anyway, dimethyltryptamine is a I would describe it as a substance that when you take it, and there are many different ways to take it, ingest it, or I guess smoke it or whatever, it will basically blast you into another dimension. There was a comment that I think it was you who had mentioned it, that you say some people believe that they are talking to other intelligences of sorts while taking this substance. I unfortunately do not know. I have not actually, taken that substance, nor could I even get it when I tried, because it's just not really around. There's probably more material on it than there is the actual substance in the United States. I mean,
but basically, what they see is other dimensions, and what meaning? Meaning other, like craft or other people in this dimension, or
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
I don't know anybody at all that has any experience with it.
I've met some people that have taken it, and what they've said basically is that it'll change your life. It will completely change your life. It's a life changing drug or whatever. I think, one of the things I'd like to mention to the audience is that, under the legal precedence, I don't advocate going out and obtaining this, because it will put you in a bad situation with, you know, law enforcement officers.
Exactly. We're not saying go out and try this. They should just have a question about if you knew anybody had any experience with it. We're not trying to implicate anybody, nor are we suggesting that you go out and search this at all. They're just wanting to know about people that have experienced it and what did they see and if there was anything as far as the dimensions that they would like to talk about. So, yeah, we're certainly not promoting drug use. Absolutely not. But anyway, not enough of that subject for tonight. What about, but anyway, thanks for, Donna, for writing. Maybe sometime in the future somebody would like to call and be a guest on the show and talk more about it. I myself don't have experience with it. Blue Shift doesn't either, and we don't know anybody who has at this point. She was just asking a question, and we appreciate the question, Donna from Tulsa. Next question is from Barry from Stillwater, who would like to know shadow people. Lucia?
Okay, well, this is a subject that I am very familiar with, and I think it's along the lines of the same kind of thing that the other question was about communicating with other intelligences. I was thinking about this shadow people, question, the way what you called them, shadow people. I found myself thinking about it and laughing the other night about the term you're using, which is shadow people. Not making fun of you or anything, but I will explain about them. Okay? In ancient times, they were called people, or the other ones. And then they were called angels, or archangels. And then they were called made up. Fake, not real. And now they're called angels and archangels again. And now they're called orbs. And now they're called made up again. And then at the same time, they're called shadow people. So that's the evolution of the beings that you're talking about. What people have thought about them over the over the ages. I think it's relative to consciousness and what we are being told by the people that you allow to be in charge of you. And we, in general, have allowed to be in charge of us over the ages. There are other intelligences, other beings, of various different kinds. I've commented on them in earlier episodes. They're either time splitters, interdimensional travelers, or bona fide space aliens. And they are just using a technology so far beyond your comprehension, they appear to be like a wave or a shadow, like heat coming off the top of a blacktop. I'm pretty sure that describes them fairly accurately. Or maybe we have some common ground when I say that. They are basically, wearing like a suit. The best way I would describe it that you could understand is in the G.I. Joe movie, Rise of Cobra, there was a female G.I. Joe that put on this suit that took pictures of what was behind them. Now, that's simple technology that we have now, but the technology that they're using is not like that. It's more of a, instead of taking pictures and putting them behind in like frames, some of the technologies they could be using would be like being much more advanced. They would be like holographic. So it blends almost perfectly with the surroundings. Most animals can't even see these people in their suits, but we can because our subconscious mind picks up on the fact that, hey, there's something there. So you may not actually be seeing it ocularly with your eyes, but you may be seeing it with in forms of energy. But then again, this is just my guess. But I know what you're seeing. I see them all the time. You know, one of the reasons is I do this radio show. And that should, you know, if you've listened to the other episodes, that should, you know, be cut and dry explanation.
Okay.
Or
Barry,
whatever proof.
We'll go ahead and move on. Barry from Stillwater, thanks for writing. By the way, if you'd like to send us questions, you can go to centerofteuniverse2013@outlook.com. You can send emails there. You can also stop by, visit the Center of the Universe Facebook page with Blog Talk Radio. Actually, it's you just have to search Center of the Universe on Facebook, and you can message us there also. So, Bishop, what's on your mind? What would you like to talk about tonight?
Let's talk about networking.
Okay.
The use of modern technology and basically all the metaphysical stuff that's going on right now. Let's look at the people who are experts in these kinds of fields, whether metaphysical, UFO, I guess you say not necessarily New Age spirituality, but the people who actually get it right. And I'm not saying Gnostics because those guys are assholes. Same with the Hermetics, you know.
Yeah.
I understand their MO, but you know, when it comes down to doing it in the information age, you know, they're assholes, plain and simple. They get all egotistical on you and don't want to tell you. You know,
okay.
when you touch on the subjects of things that they know, but they don't want to tell you, they'll do things like discredit you or go after you, saying, "How did you know this? Blah 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 blah." You know,
yeah.
Well, obviously it's time to evolve, guy. You know, but
Are you a cop?
Yeah, things like that. But. You know, they've been doing it for tens of thousands of years, so, you know,
the way,
they must
I'm
be doing something right.
I'm sitting there laughing because that DMT question sounds like we're trying to sell drugs. That was funny. Sorry about that. Anyway, I was just thinking about that DMT question. Anyway, sorry. Are you a cop? Okay, anyway.
That's funny.
Sorry. My bad. Go ahead.
Well, see...
Yeah, that's the reason we're starting the show, is to try to sell drugs.
Oh, man.
Probably way from what we're trying to do. Anyway, I might delete this show later. Anyway, the networking stuff's great. I'm sorry.
No, I'm on the same page with you. That's kind of, actually, you know, I'm thinking about that now, too, but, you know.
Did you see what happened to Tulsa the other day? This idiot cop, police officer, is trying to get laid. He's trying to hire a prostitute. He's a cop, right? And he goes to this place off 11th and Garnett over in Tulsa, and he hires a prostitute, right? $40. It's go time. Guess what she was? She was a cop. He was a cop. Imagine that conversation. Are you a cop? No, are you a cop? You really are a cop. I mean, anyway. And And
that's funny.
They're charging him with a felony because they had a gun on him. And then also they were with some distance from the church. But can you imagine that awkward conversation? I mean, I would have loved to just seen that thing go down. Anyway, so we're not trying to score prostitutes. We're not trying to sell drugs. We're not cops. Just get the hell out of the way. But anyway, it just hit me as funny. I'm sorry. I'm kind of, what something I think's funny is I just get on a rant. Sorry. Back to networking.
Okay. So we, you know, all the people who know about the metaphysics that study it in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, they're now getting old, and they're not passing on their knowledge and information. They're going back and they're living their little feng shui life, and occasionally,
yeah.
You know, occasionally they'll show up and do an exposition of something that they made, which is great. Don't get me wrong, but you're not passing on the knowledge to the younger generation. There is no outlet to the younger generation except books, but we aren't reading books. We're on the internet, and you aren't on the internet, so we don't connect with each other. And then the kids in high school, and someone just told me about this just the other day, they are not, they feel very isolated and awkward, and they close up. Their creative abilities are snipped off. And, you know, there are other reasons as well, but, you know, there should be an outlet, and they don't know where to go. And the places that they do go are very specialized when it comes to, like, I don't know, like meetup groups or like LinkedIn and stuff like that. And they never touch on the variety of things going through their mind, the questions that they have. And they're shunned even when they do show up to those groups and do ask the questions eventually. Or they show up, don't say anything, find out it's not anything that they're interested in really, and then they go on doing a mundane, boring life, not really fitting in and not really being as, you know, productive as they could be if they had a proper coaching and an outlet to express their creative ability and use their imagination. By the way, imagination.
I never thought about that before, but, man, we have a huge communication gap from these kids right now that are, I say kids, so I mean 15 to young adults, 21, and a 74-year-old. I mean, what they went through and the technology, they're worlds apart. They're not connecting with information. I see what you're saying. I mean, because they don't have town hall meetings anymore. The way that we've got things set up as far as, you know, used to, people go out, have a couple of drinks, visit stuff. People are afraid to go anywhere. Of course, I advocate designated drivers, but you know what I mean? I mean, you go to a restaurant now, you have one beer, and you were out there just to visit with people outside of the internet, you know, because people need to socialize. You go out and have one beer, you drive home, you're going to jail. You're just trying to take it down to .005 or whatever, you know. So I can see where that huge gap is, and those older people probably have a lot of information they need to share with us.
Yeah, and you know what? Time's ticking. You know, time's ticking. Otherwise, it's going to be left up to people like me and Ron. And, you know, we're still trying to figure it all out.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right. That's
granted, we might have a little bit of, you know, revelistic type
exactly
information.
Right. I mean, that's why we're doing these test shows. We're just trying to create a format for people that know more information than ourselves. To a launch pad for people that live in Oklahoma in this area that have listened to shows like Coast to Coast and have listened to people like Art Bell over the years, and to bring it to a local, you know, basically town hall meeting 3 nights a week with these types of subject, and we just happen to be in the center of the universe, which kind of works out pretty cool. But yeah, we're sitting here talking, and the Blue Shift is very knowledgeable about many subjects. I'm just the host. I'm a MUFON member. That's about it. I enjoy listening to the topics. I don't believe in everything that I hear, nor does anybody, but it's a great place for people from Oklahoma that have listened to those shows over the years. They can talk to people, localize it, you know, and that's what we're doing. That's what we're doing, these test shows. We're supposed to go three shows a week, 1 hour every night from 11 to midnight, 3 times a week. And this is a platform that myself and Lucien, I'll speak for him, we're really taking a lot of great pride in this. We're working hard to make this show a go and for people to call in. We have a live call from someone. Let me just go to the live call real quick.
Sure.
Thanks for calling. This is MUFON Ron. You got a question?
No.
Hello?
No, I have questions. Yeah, hello?
Yeah, you're on.
You're on.
Yeah,
this is MUFON Ron. What's on your mind?
I was just listening in.
Okay. I appreciate you calling in. If you got a question, just pop in or let me know, and we'll get back to you. But anyway, like I said, by the way, caller, where are you calling from?
Chickasha, Oklahoma.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
You may know Blue Shift.
Yes, me and him's good friends, and we all hung out
awesome.
And talked to him.
Oh, you were in Tulsa?
Yeah, with y'all that one night.
Oh, yeah. That was a crazy night.
Yeah, all right, man. I'm glad you came out, man. But anyway, like we were saying, this is just a launch pad and a format for us to, we're like people like you just talking to us, and we're looking forward to it. We've got a lot of guests that we've got that's going to be coming up for the shows. So sorry to get on that rant. We're just, we know that we're planting seed right now, but the show is not about us. It's about you. It's about people from Oklahoma, like I said, that have always followed Art Bell, coast to coast, and those theories, and localized it. Back to you, Blue Shift. What's on your mind?
Yeah. As I said, we need to try to pull in the younger generation and give them an outlet to express themselves. But at the same time, when they express themselves, they're going to want to do stuff that's important or that they think matters in their own little universe. The world as they're able to move around and exist in. There are many different types of people that I'm going to be, calling in to basically tell their story and give freely what they have to offer humanity
mm-hmm.
in this time. And I'm going to be pulling in people that that are really going to step up to the plate and really try to bring our civilization forward. And likewise, you know, there's a lot of background stuff that I've been working on for years now at this point to ensure that this does happen. And, of course, there are many other people with the same kind of, I guess you say, agendas, and they've been working on it for much, much longer than I have, of course. Transcending time and space and all that. But, it's going to happen. We will be giving you newer technologies that you can actually use, that you don't have to wait for. You know, there are many excuses as to why these things are not available. And all of them you know, they move back to some geopolitical contradiction in and of itself. You know, I mean, look at the chaos that's going on in the world right now. You got the Middle East has always been, you know, issue after issue after issue. It's like the, you know, I don't know why people feel that it's always the same place that needs to, this needs to go down. But, I think the Middle Eastern people, you know, of all races, creeds, and, you know, whatever, I think they're pretty sick of it, you know. They're pretty sick of being, you know, being conquered, and then people leave, and then they get reconquered, you know, 30 years later. I mean, that's ridiculous, you know. I think every American should really look at that and say, well, how would you like to be conquered, you know, again and again and again? You wouldn't, but then again, no one ever will conquer us. You know, we're the nation of nations. We're everybody. We don't need a United Nations. We are a United Nation. And we're better. Plain and simple. And I think it's gotten to the point where we talk a big game, like I just did, but we are not taking the correct kinds of actions. You know, and I'm not saying that there, you know, we need a political solution. You know, I'm not giving hope like Obama, you know. you know, quoting Fred Durst, you know, I'm giving solutions. And then I'm implementing the solutions. And they will be implemented. Make no mistake, whoever's listening. They will be implemented. It will go down. And the New World Order, as you are being terrified into rejecting, will go down. However, the one that they are talking about, where you will all be enslaved, will not occur. It will be much more beautiful than you could ever imagine. And I am just one of many. I'm just a bit more vocal. And, you know, we're trying to do it in a very, you know, I guess you'd say a healthy manner, by, you know, by using the internet to do this. You know, we're showing you little by little what's possible. And as this all unfolds, you know, there are going to be these technologies that, you know, we're dealing with aliens and time splitters and interdimensional beings and travelers. You know, their technologies are beyond our comprehension, yes. But we are going to give you step by step into this world of wondrous technologies that we can make because we have a great power as humans. It is our imagination. And that's about all I have to say for tonight.
Well, you got about 30 seconds left to talk about something.
30 seconds. Okay.
Line.
Okay. All right. I got it. 30 seconds. I got another thing I found on the internet. Don't know who said it. But it says, what if this reality is a dream? And when we die, we wake up.
Yeah. Reminds me of a great song by the Archangels, Only Living in a Dream. It is a classic. And next time you and your buddy up here in Tulsa, we may go listen to them. Archangels have been here in Tulsa at the Canes, right down the street from the Yeti. Anyway, thanks for listening to Center of the Universe. We'll go live 3 times a week at 11 to midnight starting this week. First show will be Thursday night. Got some guests lined up and excited about it. Like I said, once again, this is a launching pad for you guys to call in about questions, information. The show is not about us. It's about you. Give us a call, email. Have a nice night. Thanks for listening.